Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Does playing East Tennessee State really help Carolina get ready? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Roy Williams probably doesn't know how sure the sure wins are when he schedules those lollipops of November and December. Gaining experience and piling up some victories on the resume are certainly good for a young team, but playing East Tennessee State may have reached a point of diminishing returns. The Buccaneers began like the worst Division I basketball team I have ever seen, scoring 4 points through the first 14 minutes of the game. Old ETSU may have been missing four players who will start later this season, but what good is it facing guys who repeatedly dribble into a double team and miss outside shots by so much that it looked like the Bucs would never make one? Now you say that Carolina was actually outscored by the visitors in the second half, which proves my point. After holding a team to a dozen and leading by 30, the Tar Heels would have been better off canceling the second half and holding a hard practice for the last 20 minutes. Since it's exam week and there is so little practice time, these games turn out to be run-and-gun affairs to get back in shape. But old Roy can't blow the whistle when he sees something gone wrong. 31 baskets on 30 assists would indicate a team was moving and sharing the basketball, except that with 30 assists, you should be providing biscuits for the home crowd by scoring more than 100 points. In this game, it was a result of too many easy shots because overall the Heels shot only 43%. The fast break dunks, the inside alley-oops, and wide open looks from outside are fun to watch and might even build confidence. Only is it false confidence. Roy did seem like he was happy with some little things, like a first-half scrambling defense that came up with a five-second count. It's that kind of defensive intensity that will make Carolina a really good team if they can maintain it for 40 minutes and show some killer instinct. In the second half, the Heels missed 24 of their 38 shots and allowed the Buccaneers to make almost half of theirs. It's exam time and four games away from ACC play, but beating the pants off a team like ET doesn't exactly make you want to phone home about your favorite basketball team. This is Archansky. See ya.